From Dog Works Radio Network, sponsored by Alaska Dog Works, Professional Canine Training Center in Anchorage, Alaska. This is the Dog Works Radio Show, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Dog Works Radio is part of the one and only 24-hour internet radio network dedicated to dogs. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forteau.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forteau, and you're listening to Dog Works Radio here on KVRF 89.7 in the Mattsu Valley. RadioFreePalmer.org is our live streaming site, and you can find all of our episodes over on Dog Works Radio. DogWorksRadio.com is our website. And I am joined by my co-host. Her name is Michelle Forteau. Michelle, how's it going?
It's going great.
So what is happening? It's been a while since you've been on the show.
It has been a while since I've been on the show, and I love how you introduce me as if I'm not your wife. Totally appropriate, honey. So I understand that we are going to get back into some weekly radio podcasts, and I'm kind of excited about that.
Yes, we wrote a series of articles over on our website at alaskadogworks.com about service dogs, and we titled it Service Dogs 101. And I know you're a service dog trainer up here in Alaska. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So I began training dogs about 15, 20 years ago, and it accumulated into becoming a service dog trainer about 10 years ago. When I trained my first psychiatric service dog for a nice lady and her dog, Brady, who is about ready to retire now.
He is, and you train mainly three types of service dogs. What are they?
I train psychiatric service dogs, mobility service dogs, and some medical alert.
And in our series, we're going to do some short and sweet podcasts. And the first one today is called What is a Service Dog? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
A service dog is a dog that helps a person with a disability lead a more independent life. And according to the Americans with Disabilities Act, or the ADA, a service animal is a dog that is individually trained to work or perform tasks for a person with disability. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. And, you know, a few years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act changed the definition of what a service animal is and their qualifications.
So today we're going to answer three definitions here on the show in relation to what is a service dog. The first one is dog. The second one is work or task. And the third one is disability.
Right. So, dog, kind of self-explanatory, right? Well, under the Americans with Disabilities Act, dogs are the only species recognized as service animals. Miniature horses are still permitted, but they're trying to phase them out. Service dogs are defined by the Americans with Disabilities Act as being primarily working dogs and are not considered pets.
So the next definition here on the show today is work or task in relation to service dogs, right?
Absolutely. So a service dog must be trained to perform a specific action for a person in need that has a disability. It does not mean that that dog has to work 24/7. It does mean, though, that that dog performs the work or task for that person during their day-to-day lives.
And the last definition is disability.
Right, and disability is defined as a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities of an individual. I'm going to go ahead and add as well, it does not need to be a visible disability under those definitions.
Right. So, like I said, these are going to be short and sweet podcasts here talking about Service Dog 101. Service Dogs 101, and you can find out more about that on our website at alaskadogworks.com. But before we go, I would like you to share a little bit about one of your service dogs that you're either training now or have in the past.
Sure. So, I mean, this week I will feature Hunter. Hunter is a new dog to our program. She's been training with us for just about 5 months. She is a miniature Dachshund, which is not a usual breed that we choose to train. But she is being trained as a psychiatric service dog for a client of mine that went through something very, very traumatic.
And how long has Hunter been in training, and what are his outcomes or goals?
Her outcomes and goals, as I mentioned, she's been in training with us for about 5 months, and her goal will to be to provide PTSD services for my client.
Excellent. So on behalf of my co-host, Michelle Forto, this is Robert. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.